Hi, old Jack. Happy hump day. Hump day. When I was a kid, I used to think that was very funny. Maybe I'm still a child because I still laugh at silly things like hump day. Although I don't hear people talking about humping things very often. I don't hear people saying hubba hubba either. Don't ask me why that's funny. I really don't know. So I'm wrestling with more than my normal load, which is probably typical for me because my brain moves at a mile a minute, if not faster. So I'm consistently trying to slow that sucker down and just focus on a couple of things. I'm not saying that I've got ADD or ADHD or any of the other buzzwords that we use, 'cause I really do have the ability to focus on things, but I just tend to multitask. That's just who I am. So I've got several different posts that I'm trying to figure out how to write right now, and I sort of want to include them all. This audio post that I'm working on right now, I don't know what the headline's going to be, but I intend for this to be part of a written post. Sort of, I'm breaking things up. And I gotta tell you, I was looking at my keywords today, and I'm a little concerned because in the middle of this it says how to stop hurting a child, and followed by I can't stop hurting kids. So if you're reading this and you stumble to my blog and it says I can't stop hurting kids, and that's a serious thing, then I'm not going to threaten you. I'm not going to do anything of the sort because I don't know who you are. Although I do have some IP addresses, but I'm going to encourage you strongly to get help. Find somebody, get somebody to help you because kids are helpless. And I have respect for those who try and get help because I know they've got a problem, but I have no respect for those who hurt kids. And frankly, if I came upon somebody hurting a child, they're at great risk because I cannot promise that I would just stop them or call the police. I cannot promise that you would not be hurt in the process of my protecting that child. And on behalf of my lawyer friends, I will say that I cannot confirm or deny that any of the aforementioned is true. Stop hurting kids. Go get help. Enough on that. We may include more on that. What I really sort of intended to talk about here, two things. One is I keep wrestling with headlines because headlines make me crazy. It's not that I can't write good, compelling headlines, but I hate how we've turned into a society that of instant gratification, and you want to look at this headline that is just amazing, or you won't click on the post. It bothers me. It really bothers me. It's part of why I refuse to write posts that are only a couple hundred words. You can tell me that people have a short attention span. I don't care. Those who really like my writing, you'll read what I have to say, and if you don't, you'll go elsewhere. I get it. I understand. That's okay with me. Sorry, I'm sort of fired up after reading the keywords there. But what I was sort of intending to write about is why I want to be a wealthy man. I'm truly, I don't think of myself as being very materialistic, but I've decided that I'd like to have enough money to do a lot more traveling, to own a castle and a private jet. Now, if I don't get those things, that's okay with me, but it'd be kind of cool. And in my castle, I want to have a moat. I don't know if I want to have crocodiles in my moat, but I want to have a castle. But I gotta have a ton of money to pay for the damn castle. I don't know if I need peasants or serfs. The last thing I need to do is have the peasants form their little uprising because I'd hate to have to put that down. I'm not really all that serious. Well, yes, I am. I want to have a castle so I can, own a suit of armor. I want to go, have like games, jousting. Although I don't really want to get hit with no one can stab me with a sword, hit me with a hammer, or other heavy objects. That would hurt. I don't really want to hurt anybody else. Unless you're hurting kids, in which case I want to take the damn sword and slice it right through you. Again, on behalf of the attorneys, I cannot confirm nor deny the veracity of that last statement. Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. Read the rest of my post, my friends, and I'll see you.